So just settling your body now. Eyes are closed. And just know that at any time, any point, that you might like to shift your body, you can, for more comfort. And with those closed eyes now, allow them to roll up underneath your lids as you take one big, deep, cleansing breath in. Hold that breath a moment or two. And then slowly exhale as eyes return level and your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And then again, eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take a second big, deep, cleansing breath in. Hold it. And then slowly exhale. And eyes return level. And your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And then for a third time, eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take that third big, deep, cleansing breath in. Hold it. And then slowly exhale. As eyes return level and your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And just take a few moments to appreciate that breath of yours, to appreciate the normal inhale and exhale, breathing in the positives to your mind, the comfort to your body, exhaling negatives from your mind, tension, stress from the body. It's an associated experience with your normal natural breathing now, working for you 24/7. Breathing in the positives, the comfort, exhaling negatives, any discomfort, letting it go. And just drifting now into comfort state, even more with that little nod of appreciation to your normal, natural rhythm of your breath. Bring your attention to right around the crown of your head, and as though a gentle, nurturing touch, gently stroking your hair, and that sensation of nurturing begins to just gently move around the crown of your head and drift down over the back of the head into the tiny neck muscles, releasing and drifting forward down over the forehead, the eyes, the eyelids, the nose, the mouth, the jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing. Each breath drifting deeper. And as though a warm, comfortable, gentle breeze could blow right through your mind, sort of moving any wayward thoughts from one side of your mind to the other, and then out, like watching clouds passing by in the sky, going to clear space. And each and every breath gently, comfortably, becoming more calm and at ease as this sensation of comfort flows all around and all through. Into shoulders, releasing. Muscles in front and back on top, as though they're softening, becoming more pliable with that nurturing tenderness. kind of soft response. And the shoulders just simply let go. And it can drop. Anything you've been shouldering for a time, you can just let it drop away for now. If it needs to be picked up again later, that can happen. But for now, just let it drop. Down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers. Release now. Each breath taking you deeper. And it's as though if there's any remaining negatives, just flowing right out the ends of your fingertips into the universe where it can no longer harm you or anyone else. And just allowing this nurturing, this comfort, this calming, this relaxation flow all around and all through, across the upper back, making its way across, giving you a clean slate for today. And it gently curves around through the chest, going around and all through the chest area into every nook, every cranny, bringing more comfort, more calm, more relaxation as the nurturing feeling continues. Circling around now through the middle back, releasing. And sensing and knowing the sense of your spine straightening, becoming stronger. And the circling around of the nurturing comfort flows around again through the solar plexus. Gently connecting to that mind-body center of operation. The mind-body communication where we remind the mind to remind the body that the body knows how to heal. And we let this sensation of nurturing comfort move around again through the middle back, releasing down lower and lower. All the muscles, tissues, fibers of the lower back, soothing and smoothing. And then gently circling around through hips, one hip, through the stomach and ab area and around the other hip. Each breath taking you deeper. Because the deeper you go, the more comfortable you become. And the more comfortable you become, the deeper you go. And down through the thighs, in through the knees now, in through the calves, flowing into the ankles, the heels, out through feet, and out through toes. And now let's simply take one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in. Hold it a moment or two and then slowly exhale and allow yourself to go twice as comfortably as you already are. So when the door of your imagination is open just a little bit and there is this comfortable sense of relaxation, that little crack in the door is enough to be able to peek through. And with any or all of the senses heightening now, you'll find it's easier to visualize and imagine about what matters most. To get in touch with what matters most begins with a simple image. What would happen if an image came through the crack in the door, an image that stands for what matters most. What do you imagine that image would be like? To visualize and imagine, it could come sooner than later, and yet there is not a huge have to for you about this, only that in some way, when you know about what matters most, it could be helpful in moving forward with your life. So if there were an image standing for what matters most, just allowing for that, wonder what that might be like. Just freely let it arise, bring it to life, and imagine it or get a sense of it some way, so that if you wanted to describe about it to a friend later, you could. You might have a visual. You might have a feeling. Or you have a good sense of it through your imagination. So you're noticing about it in the way that feels normal and natural to you. And then you might begin to use that powerful imagination of yours to notice what is the essential thing about this image that stands for what matters most. What do you feel when you are with the image of what matters most? And if this image could say what matters most, what do you imagine it would say to you? And how do you feel? How do you feel knowing what matters most to this image? The image that stands for what matters most. What do you make about this? What do you make of what the image, how it replied back to you? You know, sometimes we can discover more when we trade places with the image. That's really working with your imagination, but it's kind of interesting what happens when we trade places. Of course, we'll always trade back, but when we trade places, you get a different perspective. So here's how it goes. You become the image of what matters most, and it becomes you. And in a few moments, we'll trade back again. So go ahead. Trade places. And as you are the image now, the image that matters most, what matters most image, what does the world look like through the eyes of what matters most? What if you looked at yourself through the eyes of what matters most? What do you notice about you? And as you're looking through the eyes of what matters most back at yourself, what would you like to suggest to yourself as the image? Now, being the image of what matters most, what do you notice about the energy? The energy that you're experiencing as this image of what matters most. What seems interesting to you about it? And is there anything more about it? Anything more that's important to you, particularly about your radiant health? And so for now, let's trade back places. You become you again. The image of what matters most becomes the image of what matters most. Now, what more do you understand about what matters most? How does this help in goal achievement? Anything more you or the image want to share with each other? Now, with some greater understanding, let's thank the image of what matters most. Let's appreciate it, as surely it appreciates you for being willing to do this discovery. And now let's let that image go for now. And let's take your newfound something that came from this with you to the top of your symbolic staircase, where you have some deeper inner knowing within yourself about what matters most. And at the same time, with that sort of information flowing all around and all through, begin to get a sense of yourself in that radiantly healthy image that you've begun to know about. How you see yourself, how you feel about yourself in a radiantly healthy way. Notice that something special in your eyes, that certain smile on your face, that way you hold yourself, that just speaks to you about being radiantly healthy. And as we reinforce that in you, as well as the discovery of what matters most, we're going to reinforce these two ideas with every step down now, with the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper. And as you drift deeper, deeper down now, all negatives have completely dissipated, disintegrated. and you begin to feel and sense such a release and a relief. You're on the positive path, and the door of your imagination opens a little wider for you to know freely you can walk forward into the beauty. As that door of your imagination opens wider into the beauty of your place within, the place that only you go to, except for one other image. But it is for you and you alone, for you to be all of who you are in this place, wherever this place is. Whether it's purple, whether it's some pleasant place in nature, or whether it's in a cozy room somewhere, it doesn't really matter where the place is, it's just that it is yours. In beauty, serenity, a place of your own, to be all of who you are. And so you walk into that place, and any or all of your senses have heightened again even more, and you're noticing everything. It's almost like, if you haven't been here before, it's like that. Or knowing you have had this place and you've been there before, there's something about it that's brand new today for you. As you're walking through and you're really getting a sense of it all and noticing along the way, oh, how valuable this place is for me. And you begin to find the just right spot to settle down into and rest now. And as you look around from this stationary position, kind of stretch out, and the value of your place just comes rolling all around you and giving you positive messages. And then you begin to remember the value of yourself as well, that you're unlike any other person, that you are your own unique self, that there's nobody else in the world like you. And it's interesting, because as you begin to feel that and come to know that, it's almost like a call that's being sent out from you to bring your wise something, your wise and loving something, that wisdom figure, that something within you that knows you so well, it just comes and pops right in as some sort of something that you either get a sense of, a presence, or feel, or come to see and know that there it is once again, or even there for the first time today. The wise and loving something that knows you very, very well. And you know, usually a true wise is someone that always is with you, comes when you call. So we kind of check that out. We kind of check it for the qualities of wisdom and certainly for helpfulness, love, caring, compassion, backing you, supporting you, someone, something, some presence, some ethereal, something that is something you can check it out with, whatever it might be. And today, you might have something very specific of your own that you'd like to check out with this wisdom figure, but you might also ask, since it's here, what does the wise have to tell you about the image you met earlier? Because wise knows all. Even if you haven't met the wise knows everything about you. and backs you and supports you no matter what. So you could ask the wise, hey, what did you have to tell me about that image that stands for what matters most? And wise will come forward with something. Wonder what wise will tell you. Usually when we ask a question of the wise, it could come right away. It might come in a few moments, or certainly will always come at some point, sometimes popping into your suddenly conscious outer awake life. And there it is, the answer. But all questions are answered. And the wise has a comment about what it had to say about the image that stands for what matters most. Notice, how'd you feel about that? How'd you feel about what the wise one said to you about what matters most? And just to be here in your place with your wise is always so comforting and reassuring and calming. Or whether or not it comes right now about what matters most, you might also know it's either on the way, or maybe there's some other thing. There's some other thing that your wisdom guide, this wise one, wants to share with you today. There's something of importance that the wise one wants you to know. And so you could ask, what do you have for me today? Anything special you want to give me that pertains just specifically to you? Nobody else but you. And you could listen with your heart and hear in your mind what your wise one wants you to know. And just taking it all in and being reminded now of these two images you've come in contact with today, the image of what matters most and your very important wise, the wise something that knows you well, a backer, a supporter, always there for you. And you can come here to your place within anytime you want. You can call for your wise one anytime you want. They're always there for you, importantly. And so with this imagining today, it is a positive focusing, which we say as the images fade and we appreciate them and thank them as they certainly appreciate and thank you as well, that what you focus on follows. And that would mean it would only follow to focus then positively. And that is how your mind, your body responds. Positively. And so it's zero. As we reinforce, though the images have faded, the strength of them stays with you. And now at that zero, we reinforce it all. And now at one, we bring back the good, the positive, and the true from this experience with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, peaceful, at ease, knowing it's just all that much more doable now 3, feeling very, very good. 4, more alert and awake. And now 5, eyes open, wide awake and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake and alert. Very good. Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming. I hope to see you next week. You're welcome. Enjoy. Enjoy. You're welcome. Glad you're all here. Yes, glad for you. You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Have good. You're very good. You're welcome. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. And now I have Lisa. Okay. Something.